Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're live on the air right now to address your question or discuss your real-life issue by phone at 1-800-677-9377. Something you'd like to talk about? Let's talk about it. 1-800-677-9377. Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. And this is your invitation to listen and call. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. This is the last day on our topic, Grace and Money. We've had a wonderful month talking about this. We've looked at worship. We've looked at contentment. We've looked at stewardship. And we've looked at giving. And those are the four elements. If you're chasing the almighty dollar, your heart's in the wrong place. That's called idolatry. And I think Jesus just really spells it out and says, you're either going to worship God or you're going to worship money. There's no other options. Mm-hmm. There may be all kinds of things over here layered, but when you get down to the bottom of it, it's really your heart chasing after money.
Yeah.
Why? Because we think money can buy us stuff, can buy us happiness, can buy us power, can buy us prestige, can buy us purpose, all of those sort of things. And that's what we're ultimately looking for. So where is your heart? And one way that you'll know where your heart is by looking at where your treasure is. Where do you give or do you give? I think you're going to see a little bit of what your heart's all about from that. The next thing was contentment. Why are we chasing the almighty dollar? Because we're not content in life, but just plain and simple. There's only one place to find true contentment, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that satisfies the hungers of our souls and quenches the thirst that we have. Only Jesus can do that. That's why he said, I am the bread of life. And once we have those two things in place, then we can look at this area of stewardship. You know, we don't own anything. Everything that we have is a gift that God has granted to us. We think we own stuff, but it's time to loosen up the hands, let it go free, and realize, no, we're just merely stewards, managers of the resources that God has put under our control. And then the fourth thing is giving. And we've talked about that last week, that it's the grace of giving, this new covenant believers, and that's what we are. We're not of the old covenant. That covenant that God made with the people of Israel, and in that covenant, he established the Levitical priesthood, and to support that priesthood, he implemented tithing. It was almost a taxation where people brought in a tenth of their goods and crops and cattle and herds and all of that sort of stuff for the worship and for the support of the Levites. Well, we're in the new covenant. God has called us to the grace of giving. Yeah. That's how we're to give. And here's the end result of that. Here's the conclusion. Verse 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And in their prayers, and the there is referring to the people who have received gifts, whose needs have been met by the gifts of others. So, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you, because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Giving is the result of God's grace working in your heart. And you know, this is the only place in the Bible where grace has an adjective attached to it. Everywhere else, it's simply grace. It may be the grace of God. It may be the gospel of grace. But it's just simply grace. Here, Paul attaches an adjective. Why? Because it's something that he wants to emphasize, that the fact that somebody eagerly gave to meet the needs of others is a grace that you're not going to find out there in the world. And so he puts this adjective, the surpassing grace God has given you.
Yeah.
And then he concludes this way, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The fact you give is the result of the fact that God gave first.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful, wonderful truth. Yeah. And so I hope this has been an encouragement to you to engage in the grace of giving. to not just want to give, but to actually do it, to match the wanting and the doing together so it becomes a completed work in you. And I hope that if you have given, that you have benefited as far as joy and all of those things that come from the grace of giving.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel, of course, and we encourage your phone calls. If you'd like to join the conversation, we want to hear from you right now at 1-800-677-9377 in Canada and the U.S. Toll-free, 1-800-677-9377.
Thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Plainfield, Indiana, and talk with Sheila, listening to us on WBRI. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Welcome.
I wanted to, everything that you just said, I wanted to put the horn out for Indiana, especially Indianapolis, that I just learned that WBRI is going to go off the air because there's not enough supporters, and that really upsets me highly because without your program, there's so many lost people that won't be coming to the Lord. And I just want to put people out there to be given the grace of God and keep this station going.
Well, Sheila, thank you for coming on board and saying that.
Appreciate your heart.
Yes, yes, indeed. And as of now, as of April 18th, that will be our last broadcast on WBRI and several other stations. There's a financial issue. There's that component of it, but there's some other issues as well that we will be addressing. I will be sending out a letter talking about some strategy and some new opportunities that we have. So we're certainly not going to abandon people. There are certainly ways that we will continue to minister, and this program will continue to reach out. And in some of the decisions we're going to make, it's actually going to be reaching more people for less money. So we're excited about that opportunity, but we hate to lose such a wonderful station that we've had in WBRI. So Sheila, we certainly appreciate your call today, and I hope more and more folks in Indianapolis will hear you and will step up to the plate and maybe can keep us there.
Well, I hope so, because a lot of us, the older generations, we don't have computers or have computer knowledge or any other way to hear the truth, and it's so needed in this world today. And I just hope that everybody, you know, if they give, they don't even miss it.
Yeah.
You can work your budget out that you don't even miss it, and it's such a blessing.
That's exactly right. Like I said, we get so involved with money and what money can buy us, and we get caught up in kind of worldly thinking as far as money is concerned. But if we will learn to give first, that will order everything else. That will give us a godly perspective on how to spend the rest of that money. And like you said, at the end of the month, you're thinking, gosh, I didn't think I would make it. But
I've
made it, and it's worked out just fine.
Yes,
so we are such fearful people, and I say that because I know what that is.
I'm walking in a little fearing of losing this station that we've supported for so long. I don't want to see it go. You know, I know a lot of people that's come through the Lord through this station.
Yes, indeed.
And you're the only one that talks truth. You know, it's all about Jesus, nothing else. It's Jesus, and it just breaks my heart to see that it'll be taken off the air.
Yeah. Well, Sheila, let me do this. I want to put you on hold. I want to get your information because we will make sure that you're able to hear this good news.
Thank you so much.
We will keep that coming to you. It may not be in the form that you're used to, but we want to make sure that we stay connected with you and give you resources that can aid you in your growth and tools that you can pass out to others to reach others with this good news as well. So let me put you on hold, Sheila. And like I said, we will make sure that we stay connected with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, just listening to Sheila's heart breaks mine. It really does.
Yes, indeed. And that's one of the things. I mean, ministry takes money to operate. That's just the nature of this world that we live in. Stations, it costs them money to put, you know, to put their signal out there on the air. For us, we pay those particular stations. And, you know, it's difficult to go in the hole. I mean, you can't do that for very long.
And we've talked about this.
We've talked about it for years on the air,
how important it is for our listeners to step up.
Yeah.
People who have benefited from the broadcast and heard the truth of God and His Word through Basic Gospel, you know, to step up and be a part of the ongoing support of this ministry is just so vital. We can't do it without you.
That's exactly right. And I met with some people in Phoenix over the weekend and had a wonderful breakfast with about 10 different people. And, you know, I just had the opportunity to look them right in the face and say, you are the ministry of Basic Gospel. We have a team of people that are on staff that kind of carry out the day-to-day. But God has raised up a significant number of people scattered all around the United States, some around the world, who stand with us, and together we labor to present the good news of Jesus Christ. So it's as much their ministry as it is ours. And really, it's God's ministry, and we're simply stewards of that, doing the best that we can to reach as many people as we can with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so anybody who stands with us, this is your work. God is using you, working through you to bring others to Jesus Christ, to connect others to His love and grace. It is a wonderful ministry, and we encourage as many of you as possible to step up to the plate and say, I want to be involved in ministry.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to give. We're asking you to be involved in ministry.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Absolutely. As Richard and I were talking Friday, we don't ask our supporters to give to Basic Gospel. We ask them to give through Basic Gospel, so the work of the Lord can continue on, and we can continue with this good news. It's just a matter of you being, as Bob said, a part of the ministry. It's not our ministry and you're part of it. We're all into this together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's a wonderful team that God has called together, and we're just praying that He will move in the hearts of many more to stand with us. This is a significant time for a ministry like this to be on the airwaves. Folks are shrinking back from conventional methods. They're not going to churches to find answers.
Yeah.
Some are, but for the most part, they're seeking answers elsewhere. One of the places they go is radio. Another place they go is internet. We want to be there to deliver this good news, to spur somebody on to some good thinking about the gospel message, to encourage them to get in the Word of God and to see this truth for themselves and allow God's Spirit to teach them about Jesus. And for those who are lost, that they come to life. For those who have been struggling, that they're set free. For those who may be having difficulty in relationships, marriage, or with their kids, that they can find hope and wisdom that can bring about reconciliation and a bright future for their relationships. That's what this gospel message is all about. And it's the gospel from start to finish. It's grace from start to finish. That's the answer to everything as far as our spiritual concerns are.
Yeah.
So we need help. We need folks to stand with us to look at this as a ministry that they are saying, I want to be a part of.
Right.
And I think when you do that, the giving aspect of it becomes a lot of fun.
Without question. Well, of course, this is Basic Gospel. We still have time on the clock, and we want to hear from you. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377. 9377. Question from Stephen, who writes to us from Anderson, Redding, California. It says, my son and I have been studying through 1 John and especially looking at 5:16 about the sin unto death. We know that for a Christian it isn't spiritual death because Jesus gave us life through his death, burial, and resurrection. I was hoping you might shed some light on this verse for me and my son. That's from Stephen in Anderson, Redding, California.
Well, I think when we look at 1 John, we really have to put it in the context of all of John's writings. And in his gospel, in chapter 16, he talks about the work of the Holy Spirit, and he gives a threefold work that the Holy Spirit was going to come to convict the world wrong of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning sin, he's going to show that the world sin is unbelief in Jesus. So that's the root of all sin, isn't it?
Yes.
Unbelief in Jesus manifests itself in all sorts of ways, and we can list them all. You know, there's greed, and there's adultery, and there's fornication, and there's stealing, and there's lying, and there's, you know, just the list just keeps going and going and going. But the root of every single one is unbelief in Jesus. And so John carries that definition throughout his writings. So when it talks about the sin unto death, and that's what that verse is all about, he, I believe, is talking about the rejection of Jesus Christ, the ultimate rejection of Jesus. That's what leads to eternal death, eternal separation from God. And so when the lost are called up and go to that white throne judgment, that's what their condemnation is going to be. That's what their sentence is going to be, eternal separation from God. They're going to experience the second death, which is an eternal state. That's why it's so vitally important that we get this gospel message out and touch as many people's lives as possible, because it really is a death-to-life issue, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And that's one of the, you talk about following John's thought. In the revelation, of Jesus, he talks three or four times about these judgments that God is putting on the earth, and that the people who don't believe refuse to repent. That means they refuse to repent of their unbelief. So that the Spirit is doing everything the Spirit can do. God is bringing judgments on the earth, and people still choose to disbelieve. It's all on them. God is initiating in a million different ways, uniquely suited for each individual. But if we won't come to that belief in him and say, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't been believing, help my unbelief, I want to know Jesus, there's not a thing God can do for you.
Yeah, and the reason they won't believe is because they like darkness better than light, which is a sad commentary, but it's true. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of this world that we live in, the people that live in this world, prefer evil, prefer darkness over light. That's just the way it is. John talked about that. The light came into the world, but the world loved darkness more. Mm-hmm. That's why they refused to come to Jesus.
Yeah. Open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Time on the clock, and you need to dial quickly. We want to hear from you on this edition. 1-800-677-9377. Question from Mark about the death of Jesus. It says, could you please elaborate on the words Jesus spoke at the end of his life, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's from Mark in Albany, New York.
Again, there's a couple of reasons that Jesus said that. One, that was a quote from Psalm 22, and in that particular psalm, the psalmist describes death by crucifixion, something that even hadn't been invented as of that time, as of the writing of Psalm 22. That was a Roman way of execution. But God, through his Spirit, moved in the psalmist to write those words. And so Jesus was hearkening back to that, and he was basically saying that he was the fulfillment, that all that the prophets talked about, the fact that Jesus was going to die, that he was going to suffer at the hands of the leaders, all of that was written about years and years before, and that was just one proof of that. The other thing is when Jesus became that sin offering, he felt forsaken by his Father. That's what sin does. But even with that, he entrusted himself to his Father. Into your hands I commit my spirit.
Right.
So even though he felt forsaken, he knew the truth.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the two layers of that particular phrase, a reason why Jesus said that. He actually felt forsaken,
yeah,
and to show that he was the fulfillment of prophecy.
Absolutely. Mark, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you.
Let's go to Bakersfield, California, and talk to Christy, listening to us on KERI. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Bob and
hey,
Richard.
Hi.
I've been watching TV pastors the last few months, and there's something came up. I know that Paul says that we have everything we need for life and godliness.
That's correct.
So there is one, yeah, and there is one pastor on TV, well, actually a couple, that say that we also have healing, that God wants us to be well. But we just have to believe it, that it's our unbelief that keeps us from getting healed. So I just wanted your take on it, because I know you guys have taught, I mean, I haven't heard you teach that before, so.
Well, Christy, we're not going to teach that. I mean, there's ultimate healing when we get our new bodies. That's the hope of the gospel. And so that hope enables us to live through whatever trials and tribulations we encounter in this particular life. There are some people that God will heal physically. I think there's some reasons behind that or underneath that that extend much further than the actual physical healing itself. When Jesus healed, for example, in his ministry, it was to point to a spiritual truth when he raised Lazarus from the dead. That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But the reason he did that is so that he could make his case that he was the resurrection and the life, and that all who believe in him, though they die physically, they will never die spiritually. So that was the truth that he was pointing people to.
Okay.
So God doesn't promise physical healing. We don't see that in the word of God. He promises soulish healing. That's what he does.
That's what he
heals
by everything. We have everything for life and godliness. So it's spiritual, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. I think
okay.
You see that in I think it's Peter's letter. He talks about by your stripes you are healed. And
right, but that's what they keep pounding on that one too. By your stripes, you are healed. So they're thinking that's the same type of healing, I guess.
Yeah,
well, is physical as well.
Yeah, there's a booby trap in that logic, though. And
okay,
you stated
what I
it at the beginning because you said if what they are teaching is that healing is yours if you have if you believe enough, if you have enough faith. So if you aren't healed, then it's your fault.
Well,
that makes it a work rather than grace.
Well, I know he says though it's our unbelief.
Well, and
that
here's
keeps us from being healed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that, Christy, is putting belief or faith as kind of an entity unto itself.
It's the trigger point.
Okay.
Yeah. Faith
has
no substance apart from Christ. It's faith in Jesus Christ. So let me just read this to you. In 1 Peter chapter 2, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
Of your souls.
So in context, it's all about the souls of men.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Thanks,
okay,
Christy.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Christy.
Well, folks, tonight midnight is all the time remaining to join the $25,000 matching gift challenge our board of directors has offered. But if you make your gift today or tonight by midnight, you can double the impact of your gift in any amount to Basic Gospel. We have just a little bit further to go, and we hope that we will make up that difference between now and midnight. If you haven't made your gift, we hope you will. Hope you'll make your most generous gift and truly make it count to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ. Call 1-800-727-2828. That's 800-727-2828. Or link online at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Again, 1-800-727-2828 or link online at basicgospel.net. We also accept donations through PayPal. We hope you'll take advantage one way or the other. And our sincerest thanks to every one of you who give to the work of God through Basic Gospel. As we said earlier, you're not giving to Basic Gospel, but through Basic Gospel. Be sure to check our website for information on Stand 2014, our Bible conference coming up June 19th through the 21st. All information available at stand2014.com. Now for Bob and Richard and the team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye.